Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Getting ready for baseball on a Thursday night between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. It's time for today's pregame interview brought to you by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Cam Robinson, who has been such a joy to watch these last couple of weeks. Cam, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Happy to be here.
It has been a real fun last couple of weeks for you. You've gone scoreless in 9 of your last 11 outings. You've gone 6 1/3 scoreless over the last 3 weeks. How much fun has it been for you on the Hill?
It's been awesome, you know, to completely go 180 on how I was pitching first half of the season and then just come back second half after the break and just kind of dominate back to the old self.
How big of a confidence boost does that give you with such a real fun run of form over the last few weeks?
The confidence is through the roof. You know, right now I'm feeling like, hey, just throw it over the plate. Either you're going to swing and miss or they'll hit it to a guy. I mean, defense has been great for me, making all the plays.
And last night, too, a 5-pitch inning. We were talking about this right before we pressed and hit record. That was one of the shortest outings of your life. I think you threw more in the bullpen last night than you did on the mound.
For sure. I want to say I threw maybe 15 pitches in the bullpen. We had a pretty long inning in the eighth and then come in 5 pitches, get in and out real quick.
Makes for easy work, right?
Right.
You talked about the All-Star break and really using it as a chance to unplug and reset. How important was that All-Star break to you to just mentally reset on everything?
I think for me, the way the season was going, the couple of off days really helped me, you know, get back to the basics. I went home, enjoyed, you know, my part of Florida a little bit, just reset the whole mind, and then came back ready to play ball.
What did you do during the All-Star break?
I golfed 2 of the 3 days, and then just hung out with family. Had family over for dinner every night.
2 of the 3 days. Is golf the go-to off-day activity here in Biloxi?
For sure. I mean, you get out there early and then spend the rest of the day either grocery shopping and then playing video games. So you can say, hey, I did something today. Now I can just relax for the rest of the day.
What about golf makes it so enjoyable for you?
It's a sport that's really hard, so me, I just got into it in January. Not very good, but I go in there with the mentality I'm not very good. So if I do something good, it's like, okay, that was awesome. Time to try to do it again, you know?
Getting into it in January, what has that journey been like, learning the golf side of things?
It's night and day. When I first started, I couldn't even hit the ground when I was going for the golf ball. I would just top everything and then go to the driving range a couple times, a lot of times, almost every day for a month. Started figuring out the swing a little bit to actually get out on the course with the boys.
How important is it throughout a 138-game season, you're playing 6 out of the 7 days of the week, and that only off day is the Monday. How important is it to unplug for a bit and just be able to mentally reset after the week?
That mental reset is amazing. Like, you go into it needing the off day, and then you show up and you're like, all right, I'm ready to play ball again. Like, I got my day off. We're back at the field. Let's get this thing.
You were a guy who also played before this was the schedule. You used to play back in the days, 2019, pre-COVID, when it'd be one off day a month as opposed to one off day every single week. What has that change been like over the last couple of years?
It's been great. It feels like a normal schedule, something you can kind of get used to. Back in 2019, our like off days would be travel days. We'd be on a bus for 15 hours, you know, get to our destination 2-3 in the morning, and then guess what, you're going to the field at 11 o'clock, so you're not really getting much off. It's just kind of a repeat day, you know. You wake up, baseball, you go to sleep, wake up, baseball, go to sleep.
Especially in your role as a closer, you're in every high-leverage situation. The game is usually on the wire when you come into the game. How much does that help you on the mental side of things as a closer?
So I like to get a scoop of pre-workout in, and it just kind of makes me go bounce off walls, get the body, you know, moving. And when, you know, you get on the mound, it's just kind of like, all right, dial in, focus for however many pitches, however long the inning may be.
What's it like here in Biloxi with a group of guys in the bullpen who have been together pretty much throughout the year? How much does that help going through the first 8 innings just hanging out?
It's fun. You know, we talk about all the conspiracy theories we see on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all that fun stuff. So it's not all, you know, just baseball, baseball, baseball. You get free reign of the what's going on in the world.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory then?
I'm... I don't necessarily believe it. Let me just start with that. But I love the kind of flat earth theories and the we haven't been to the moon theories. They're hilarious. They're awesome to dive in deep to.
But you are not a flat earther.
I'm not. But I do enjoy what the people think about it.
Cam, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun. Looking forward to see you continue.
Thank you.
This has been today's free game interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.